What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this Beautifully Honest reaction. Talk to me nice. Talk to me honestly. What is going on, guys? So listen, I wasn't even going to talk about this because I saw this interview that Tasha K did with this male escort that gives Steve Urkel or Stefan Urkel or Stephen Urkel by day, Stefan Urkel by night vibes a couple of weeks ago. And I stand on what I thought then when he was doing his interview. Didn't say he was lying about his experiences, but I felt like he was someone that really was so intrigued by Cassie that he caught feelings. It wasn't just a job for him anymore. He really caught feelings. And that's what I was feeling when she was doing that interview with him a couple of weeks ago. She did it on her app and she just recently released it on YouTube. Now I was in the comment section. I was watching it live. And I was saying in the comment section then, not commenting throughout, but as it was getting close to the end, because I was just listening, merely listening and seeing other people's comments and what they thought. And honestly, a lot of people were on his side feeling like Cassie's not a victim. She was enjoying it. This was her thing. She loved it. She wasn't forced. She wasn't coerced. All of that stuff. Everybody is entitled to their opinions. But I was just listening. And as I was getting, you know, close to the end of this interview, wrapping up, I just started commenting and I was like, I really feel like, first of all, he got paid, he did his thing, and he also was catching feelings for Cassie. That's what I felt then. And then he started saying some things even more that just confirmed my feelings on it. So personally, I feel like the dude was catching feelings and he was possibly thinking that it could lead to something more, and his feelings got hurt in the interim. I feel like he got his feelings involved. So now he's come out to say that he's actually suing Diddy and Cassie, saying that he got an STD and that Cassie allegedly got rid of his seed. That's what he's claiming. I'm going to share a few of these clips, guys, and then, you know, we're just going to talk about it because I really want to know what you guys think about this. I personally don't have an issue with a man being a victim and suing a woman if they feel like they were victimized. So this is not a male-female thing for me, but I really don't feel like he was a victim. I'm sorry. He was paid to do what he was doing. He enjoyed it. He was loving it. I feel like he caught feelings. And the fact that he is saying that Cassie got rid of his child, I don't know. I'm not saying that it's a lie, but really, you were not in a relationship with her. So what does she really owe you to keep this? I don't know. But let's just go ahead and get into this, guys.
Good morning. I am Dave, the man who has just sued Cassandra Ventura for damages involved in the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial. And I'm looking through social media and I see a lot of the women out there, particularly black women like myself, who choose to victim shame me and try to do everything they can to discredit me, because the truth is that the loss of the Sean Combs trial was a loss to the Me Too movement and to hating women like the women who are trying to insult me. So let me tell you something, you women out there who would like to insult me. This is my story. I was paid by Cassie, Cassandra Ventura, for 8 years to be her male provider. I didn't have to be the best looking guy. I was the best in bed. And because I was the best in bed, guess what? I was given this arrangement. I was coerced. I was drugged.
You were not coerced. You kept showing up willingly, sir. So please don't go there. And yeah, you may have been provided some substances, but you chose to take them. So don't act like you got jabbed with a syringe and it forced you to do some things. Get out of here. Anyway, let's continue.
Was manipulated with promises of money and gifts for over a period of 8 years to continue to be this woman's provider at her expense and at the expense of Diddy. Now, at the time, legally, I didn't know my rights as well as I do now. I didn't create this conflict with Cassandra Ventura. She created it with me. She's the one who decided to bring up things that happened over 10 to 15 years ago to hold Sean Combs accountable for what was a partial truth. She's the person who introduced me to the U.S. Attorney's Office. She's the person who told the U.S. Attorney's Office about our relationship. So in essence, those out there who want to hate on me, who want to say that I'm attacking Cassie, you should realize the truth, that Cassandra Ventura, your idol, did this to herself.
Well, she's far from my idol, and I have the right to my opinions, and I'm definitely not a hater. I am not team anybody in this situation. But I also am not here to bash someone that at one point in time I do believe was a victim. But I also do not believe that he was a victim. I'm sorry. It's not about him being a man. It's about the fact that he was a paid escort and he was the one that was doing things unprotected. If you watch the entire interview, he admitted to those things, okay? And I didn't hear him say at any point in time that someone held a weapon up to his head or any other body part and forced him to provide those services, I'll just put it like that, without any sort of protection. And if you listen to the entire interview, he was pretty much admitting some of the things that was going on that corroborated Cassie's story, but also in the interim trying to say, no, Cassie was the one that orchestrated everything because she was the one that was making the calls, she was hiring, and she was paying. But she was doing it because he, Sean Combs, Diddy, Puffy, Love, was the one that was providing it. So it was like he was, a lot of times during the interview, trying to take the responsibility away from Sean Combs and all 100% of it putting it on Cassie. And I just don't buy that.
She exposed herself to liability when she got on the stand and decided to mention me as the male escort who was with her when she overdosed and Diddy made her have sex with him. That was a lie, people. Cassie had just woke up from sleeping 8 hours. Myself and Sean Combs were exhausted. We wanted to go home. Cassie's the one.
Do you hear what he said? Diddy was exhausted and he was tired and he wanted to go home. But Cassie was... Please, I'm sorry. I don't care if the jury did not convict him on all of the serious charges and just on the 2 out of 5 lesser offenses they found him guilty for. Nobody will ever make me believe that Cassie forced Sean Combs, Diddy, Puffy, Love, Puff Daddy, and whatever else he calls himself, forced him to do anything sexually. I would never, ever believe that. Ever.
Who forced that sexual encounter. People, she tells you that Sean Combs made her have sex on her menstrual cycle. I can't speak for anyone else but myself. But I know the one time that did happen that Sean Combs was not responsible for that. That Cassie, in a drunken, intoxicated, hormonally imbalanced state due to her period, manipulated and forced herself on me during her menstrual cycle. And what I mean by that is...
didn't know how to say no. And listen, please don't come in my comments trying to conflate the situation to say that, you know, a man can be a victim. I 100% believe that. But let's be clear. I don't believe that if this man had this woman come up on him to say, let's do it right now, and she was on her cycle and he didn't want to do it, that he was forced to do it. I'm sorry. No, I don't. I don't even believe that that's what, in her right state of mind, that's what she would have done, because I believe that the woman was on drugs.
As I had no knowledge she was on her menstrual cycle because the room was completely dark. She manipulated the room. She manipulated the environment to get what she wanted, and then she totally got up like I was the one who should have been grateful. You're on your period. That's disgusting, and I deserved more respect than that. As a man, if I had laid down with a woman and forced myself on her and orgasmed in her and she got up and it was leaking out of her, guess what? I would have raped her. So by statute, by case law definition, Cassandra Ventura sexually assaulted me. I'm not looking to destroy Cassie. I've given Cassie more than a year to settle this before things got out of control. The problem is she's being supported by women like you who choose to attack male victims instead of accept the truth, which is that a woman could have lied to get revenge on the ex-boyfriend who broke her heart and hurt her. It happens, people. They say hell.
It definitely happens. But I won't say that this is one of those clean-cut situations where that was the case. I'm sorry. You're not going to make me believe that. And that does not make me a pick me or one of those women or you black women. Like, you're trying to label every black woman out here, because I'm just not. I listened to this interview that he did on the Tasha K platform on her app a couple of weeks ago. And if you listen to the entire interview and you listen with your ears and not with your emotions, because I wasn't coming in as someone that was a cheerleader for Cassie, but I also was just like, some things just are not adding up to me. And I truly believe that this man caught feelings for Cassie and wanted it to be more than it ever was going to be, which was him just being a paid escort.
I have no fury like a woman scorned. And that's true. If you hurt some women, they will do everything in their power. If you hurt some men, they'll do everything in their power to hurt you. But I want to end this by saying this. Cassie did this to herself. They say he who sets out on a course of revenge should dig two graves. People, Cassie dug the grave that is Clayton Howard herself. Cassie got on the stand trying to destroy Diddy. She should have took her $20, $30 million and walked into the sunset, people. She should have never gotten on the stand and created further liability for herself by telling more of the lie that she created to get this man sent to prison for his life. She made a mistake when she got on the stand, people. She made a mistake when she got on the stand and lied about the events with Clayton Howard. Clayton Howard is a victim of Cassandra Ventura. Clayton Howard didn't ask to be in a relationship with Cassandra Ventura while she was sleeping with numerous men per week. I get it. You all think I was a nasty male prostitute sleeping with women, all different women all the time. It actually didn't work like that. To have certain types of people that can pay you that well, what you really have to do is you have to focus on people who are affluent. And affluent people don't engage in activities like that. So I might have had a client once a month. The truth is I was only a male escort for 2 years. I continued in the profession because Cassie and Diddy continued to pay me very well. And I was an ex-con.
Don't blame. You were paid for the services that you did. And I'm sorry, he would never make me believe that he was forced to perform those services without protection. That was a choice, buddy. And you got paid for the services. And I'm not saying that it's right for anyone to be catching STDs or exposed to STDs or STIs or whatever. But hey, if you're going to be living that type of life, that's like part of the risk that you are going to be taking on. I'm assuming if you're living that type of life, then you're going to the clinic or your regular doctor. Hopefully you have a regular doctor if you're living that type of life where you're not having to go to a free clinic. But I'm just saying, you're going regularly so that you can keep on top of what is going on and taking your tests. But you were being reckless.
Needed money. I was trapped in the situation. I'll admit that. I didn't know what to do. But does that mean I should be victim shamed because the same thing that happened to women all the time happened to me as a man? No. And for those women out there, for you black women who choose to shame me as a black man.
Let's stop there with the black woman thing, because I'm quite sure that if Nancy Grace chose to pull this story, and she is a 100% Caucasian woman, would you be calling her, you white women out there that want to take up for the victims or want to victim shame or victim blame? You're doing that right now talking about Cassie, because the fact of the matter is, yes, men can be victims, but that also doesn't mean that Cassie was not. And I don't care what the jury said. I respect their decision. But what I'm saying is, I don't care if the jury only convicted Sean Combs on two of the lesser offenses and not guilty on the other ones. It still doesn't mean that Cassie was not a victim in some way, shape, or form. And in actuality, Cassie's testimony, I believe, is what helped them to not just give him a full out not guilty verdict on everything, because they do believe that in some ways, in some periods of time throughout the over 10-year situation, that she was a victim. But unfortunately, we live in a world and in a society where mental health is not taken seriously, especially one, when it comes to women, and two, when it comes to women who have been victims of grooming, of sexual assault activity, all of those different things. So it really goes deeper than the typical woman walking down the street, young woman walking down the street, teenager, young girl, baby, whatever, you know, taken out of a crib or out of a home, or young child, young girl, young woman or whatever, taken out of a you know, playground, off of a playground, off of the streets, walking down the sidewalk, in some parking lot, in a store somewhere, thrown into the back of a box truck or a minivan or in a car or something like that, taken into someone's basement or someone's home, taken to some neighborhood they do not know, don't recognize, and are just a full-on, full-out victim of kidnapping and assault, sexually, and all of those things. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not going to see those people as victims. Period. So Cassie was a victim, even though some things happened throughout the years that would make people question, well, was she really a victim? Because she was living a life and a lifestyle. She benefited from this and did that and this and that and the other and blah, blah, blah. And she started catching feelings, and there was a relationship, and she wanted it to be just the two of them. And she would be willing at some times, but other times not, and whatever. It goes deep, guys. And that's why, unfortunately, sometimes with situations like this, it's not so cut and dry. But this guy, if you listen to the entire interview, he definitely caught feelings.
For telling my truth, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's probably pretty much all I have to say. You will.
Yeah, and I'll end it at that one. Well, end that there on that. But yeah, he did a full interview a couple of weeks ago, and I'll share some of the clips here.
Only thing that get around big penis is big pockets. She would have been going. I knew. I'm like, no thanks, mom. I'll pass. I had found out she burned me with chlamydia, and I believe it was like 2015 or 2016. Yeah, man. The last time he called me, he's like, yo, what's up? What you doing? I'm like, whoa, what's up with you? He said nothing. Y'all want to see if you want to come to Miami. We want to know what's good with you. So I'm assuming it's them. I think it was around Christmas too, because it was December. So I'm like, yo, you know, I got to get Christmas gifts. This is free money. I could bust her down. I'm going to wear a condom, because at that point, I would never sleep with her unprotected again. I had found out she burned me with chlamydia, and I believe it was like 2015 or 2016. Yeah, man. I found out about that. So I stopped sleeping with her unprotected. Like, I started wearing condoms. I refused to not wear condoms anymore.
All right. So you found out that she burned you a few years prior. And then you came back for more. And then you said, you claim you started using protection and you refused to not use protection when you did it again. These were choices. No one forced you to keep coming back. And like, how can you really prove that? Because was she your only client?
But I would have still went to sleep with her as long as I wore a condom with this pain. I was like, you know what? You can probably handle it. Disgusted, whatever. I get down there. I go meet him in this hotel. I get to the hotel. Mm-hmm. He's not there with her. He tells me, you know, I got another young a lady here. She's nice. You're going to like her. Go to your room. Go chill. I'll call you later. So I'm like, all right. Bet. You know, I was a little disappointed. I had an ex-girlfriend who lived in Miami at the time. So I called her up. We went to dinner. I ended up spending the night with her. Totally forgot about Puff. Woke up the next morning, look at my phone. I got a million texts from this guy like, yo, you played yourself. I fool you here. Where you at? I'm like, oh, shit. Puff is mad at me. Okay. I call him up. He's like, yo, come up to my room. I said, all right. I'm like, go up to the room. I said, listen, I was with my ex. I show him a picture. He's like, yo, she's nice. You want to stay? I'll pay. I'm like, dude, no, you're not taking my girl. Absolutely not, dude. Absolutely not. I ain't dumb. That's Puff Daddy. You know, I could have the biggest in the
world. She would have been gone.
Only thing that get around big penis is big pockets. She would have been going. I knew. I'm like, no thanks, Bob. I'll pass.
Child. Like, so, I mean, you listen to that, and to me, it doesn't sound like you were forced. It doesn't sound like coercion. I don't hear any force whatsoever. And then he claimed that he found out a couple of years prior that she burned him. So he came back for more and said he refused to do it any further without protection. So now you're saying that she gave you the hurt burp?
He tells me out of his own mouth. He says, listen, she said you were the best penis she ever had in her life. Wow, really? He said, yeah. He says, yo, she wants you to come back. She just needs some time to rest.
You were, according to you, the main one that Cassie called for almost 10 years of the relationship.
8 years, because I don't want you to be sued for anything. Eight years, she called me.
8 years, okay.
I'm in the actual freak-off video. Several of the videos, unfortunately, are me covered in baby oil in a room with Cassandra Ventura. I was called by Cassie to have a sexathon. And basically, the goal of this sexathon was for one of us to last the longest. Whoever lasts the longest was going to become her main boy toy. Tasha K, I see your face. This is the truth. So for 2 days, myself and Daniel Phillip, we participated in this sexathon, Sex and Cassie. Daniel Phillip hung in there, but I think the morning, Wednesday morning, actually, I think the morning of the wrap-up of the thing, he finally couldn't. He couldn't participate anymore. Not because something's wrong with him. He had been up 2 days. He's back to back having sex with her. He was tired. So he couldn't perform anymore. But I still could. So I finished her off. You know, I end up winning. Diddy comes out the room after he carries her in the other bedroom. He pays Daniel Phillip. Daniel Phillip leaves. He comes to me. He tells me out of his own mouth. He says, listen, she said you were the best penis she ever had in her life.
Look at Tasha's face. I'm sorry. I had to stop for a moment. Look at Tasha's face as this guy's talking. But to me, like I said, this doesn't sound like no victim. This video, this interview was done a couple of weeks ago. And now he's coming out talking about you black women that want to victim shame and you want to talk about me and this and that and the other and black men and men can be victims too. And all of the stuff that he's saying, not all of the stuff about the black woman, but I'm saying definitely men can be victims for sure. But don't come out here trying to shut down black women for their opinions of what they feel about you. Because Ninja, when you came out here a couple of weeks ago and you did this interview on Natasha K app and you was talking about Cassie and Diddy, first in the interview, he was talking about Cassie, trying to make it seem like Cassie ain't no victim. Diddy's not guilty. And all of this other stuff that he was saying. But throughout the interview, he was implicating Sean Combs, Diddy, in a number of ways by some of the things that he was saying, and also not making himself out so sounding like he is a victim, but also, in my opinion, coming off as someone who caught feelings for Cassie and was hurt and scorned. He talked about women being scorned. He sounded like a scorned woman, in my personal opinion, but because of some of the things that he was saying. Because to me, it's like, if you're just a paid SEX worker, what do you care if this woman wound up getting pregnant by you and had a pregnancy termination done? Because there are no feelings involved, right? It's just SEX, right? So you're going to sue her for terminating, allegedly, a pregnancy that you claim was by you? That sounds like somebody that felt like he was in a relationship with this woman. And now you want your get back.
Like, wow, really? He said, yeah. He says, yo, she wants you to come back. She just needs some time to rest. I said, all right. Now, I had been there 2 days, Tasha. I needed to go to work. I was an optician. Cassie paid me so well. It was kind of like a no-brainer. Beautiful woman, $5,000 every time I got to break her down. What?
Rico said during our interview last week that the pay was $5,000.
$5,000. Just one time, the entire living room was dark, which I thought was weird. But basically, in this encounter, what she does is she keeps the room dark so I can't see the fact that she's menstruating. She kind of seduces me into thinking that we're going to have sex regularly because, again, I don't know she's on a menstrual cycle. She gets on top of me. She grabs my member. She inserts it in her because she's already wet. She's on her menstrual cycle. She orgasms real quick, and then I push her off of me, cut the lights on, and it literally looks like the St. Valentine's Day massacre. It's blood everywhere, and she's heavily on her period. So I'm pissed. I'm like, I said, why would you do something like that to me? This is disgusting. Tasha, the girl is totally shitting on me. She's like, so what? So what? And she's arrogant about it. So Diddy's sitting there watching it. He's her man. He's her protector. I'm getting more and more aggressive. I'm calling her nasty, B-I-T-C-H's. I'm pissed. He says, yo, you know something, bro? You mad cool. It's been like 6-7 years. I'm not going to lie to you. She knew she was on her period.
This isn't funny, and honestly, it's quite gross. One of the reasons why I did not cover this Diddy trial, because the whole situation is just disgusting. But for him to say that Diddy came to him to say she knew she was on her cycle, that's what he said to you. How do you know that he, you know, knew that?
She just really wanted you to come here. You see how we was calling you. You see how she demanded you come. So she had sex with you. He was like, yo, it was wrong. I'm going to give you some money. Calm down. Let's not do this. We've been seeing each other too long. He really used to try to be a mediator. I'm not going to lie. He goes in the room. He gets me like $5,000. He comes out. He gives me $5,000 to stop arguing with her. Tasha, I stopped arguing with her. He says, yo, go check it in your room. He gives me a key for my suite in the Beverly Hills Hotel. I take my five cash. I go to my room. I go to sleep. I wake up the next day. She calls me that night. She apologizes about the night before. She says, listen, I was drunk. I'm on my period. I was horny. You really disappointed me by the fact that you didn't want to come. And she said, yeah, what I did was wrong. I'm sorry. I should have told you I was on my period. She totally apologized. So how could you get on the stand and tell the stand that Diddy made you have sex with me when you know for a fact that I know that that's a lie?
Because she was doing what she was told to do. I don't care what anybody says, and I'm going to stand on that. The woman was doing what she was ordered to do. And no, maybe she did not have a GUN up to her head, but we also know that this woman was being beaten up by Sean Combs, okay? And I don't believe that she wanted to do those things, especially while she was on her cycle. And it was what he wanted, and she did what he wanted to not just keep him happy for the sake of him being happy, but as an abusive person, she was trying to keep him happy so he wouldn't be beating her down, period. I'm sorry, guys. I'm never going to sit here and cheerlead this guy on to say that she was not a victim at all. She was. Was she a perfect victim? She absolutely was not. But neither was this person a victim either, and definitely not in the same category as Cassie. So the fact that now he wants to spin the block to say he was a victim and he deserves some money and he wants to sue not only Cassie, but Diddy too. But I thought Diddy didn't do anything wrong. I thought it was all on Cassie. So why are you suing Diddy? This ninja is full of it. And I really hope that his case gets tossed, just like Jay-Z's case that got dismissed by the court for defamation against Tony Busby and the plaintiff that dropped the lawsuit against him. Because there's no case there. I'm sorry. He was a paid sex worker. He was happy about what he was doing. Was the job clean cut and perfect and, you know, all of the things that he wanted? No, it's nasty, it's messy, but you choose to be involved in a life that actually is illegal in most states in the United States of America, and now you want to sue Cassie and Diddy for you allegedly being given an STD by Cassie, allegedly, because I don't really know how he's going to prove that, especially when he's a paid sex worker. Who's to say that he didn't already have it and he didn't give it to her? I don't really know how he's going to prove that. And two, how are you going to sue her and Diddy for her allegedly being pregnant and terminating the pregnancy? And if you're just a paid sex worker, why in the world would you think that she's going to keep that child that's allegedly by you? You're not in a relationship. Again, that goes back to me thinking that the ninja caught feelings for Cassie. And now this is his opportunity to try to get his lick back and also get some cash, because maybe things ain't working like the way they used to work, you know, before, and he was doing it so long. Maybe now he's got to take Total T or some stimulant to help get it up, because it's all run down. And, you know, you get older and things ain't working like they used to back in the day. But I want to know what you guys think about this, because like I said, I heard the interview a couple of weeks ago and I just was like, I don't have the energy or the strength to even talk about that nonsense. But now that he's come out to say that he's suing not only just Cassie, but Diddy as well, and then he wants to try to put Black women on blast, ninja, get up out of here. Because I'm quite sure that if Nancy Grace had the time or the energy and even had the knowledge of or whiff of this lawsuit, she would drag him over the coals as well. and she's far from a melanated woman. So let me know your thoughts in the comments.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.